The Turkish prime minister says ISIS is to blame for that deadly suicide bombing in Istanbul this morning. At least 10 people are dead, 15 injured, after an explosion in the city's historic district.
The blast went off near some of Istanbul's most popular tourist sites, not far from the famed Blue Mosque. Germany's foreign minister has confirmed that at least 8 of those killed were German tourists. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Istanbul. He's with us now. And Peter, what more do we know about what happened and who may be behind this? We said the Turkish prime minister says it's ISIS.
Yes, that's right. It's a bit early to be too definitive, but the latest official statements suggest the bomber was a foreigner, i.e. not Turkish, and also a member of ISIS. There are some Turkish media accounts talking about a 28-year-old Syrian born in Saudi Arabia. Some of that remains to be confirmed. The bomber is believed to have crossed into Turkey from Syria, and this morning he's said to have joined a German tourist group right near the Blue Mosque, which is one of Istanbul's biggest tourist attractions.
And you could say this was an attack on Germans because, as we've heard, there were so many Germans killed in this attack. What more do we know about who's among the dead and injured here?
Well, as you noted, it looks like 8 Germans. There also appears to be at least 1 Peruvian. And we don't have final identities yet. Obviously, families have to be notified. But it's hard to say whether this was planned as an attack on Germans. Sometimes it may be that this was just a convenient group for the bomber to join, but it's impossible to analyze that from this distance. But yes, the victims were foreign. It is a blow to Turkey's prestige, its tourism industry, and certainly is got alarms. It certainly has alarms raised around Europe and elsewhere.
And you've been to the blast site. This is a place that people, if they've visited Istanbul as a tourist, they've probably been there. This was near the Blue Mosque. What are you seeing from people there now?
Well, I got there shortly after the explosion. The first person I ran into was a waiter at a restaurant. He'd been picking up metal shrapnel in front of his place of work, and that was more than 200 yards away from the blast site. Then I got down a little bit closer, met a British photographer. He was on a layover in Istanbul, not really working professionally. He was with 2 friends. They had just walked out of the Blue Mosque seconds before the explosion. This photographer is named Johnny Green, says he was torn. His companion and someone who lived in Istanbul for years ran away immediately. His instinct was to go back toward the blast, as a photographer would. He says it was chaos, people running every which way. And he and others I spoke to spoke of the smell. Some called it sulfurous. Others said it reminded them of firecrackers.
And we remember, Peter, it wasn't long ago now that there was a bombing in the Turkish capital Ankara in October. More than 100 people were killed, more than 400 injured in that double bombing there. And in July, more than 30 killed and 100 wounded in a bombing in Suruç, a primarily Kurdish town near the Syrian border. What does this all say about the security situation in Turkey right now?
Well, it doesn't say much good, that's for sure. There was also an explosion at Istanbul's second airport last month that left one cleaning woman dead. Not all of these have been nailed down as to who did them or who was responsible, but people have been warning for years that Turkey, with all of these conflicts going on around its borders in Iraq and in Syria and getting involved in other conflicts, was going to become a prime target for attacks. And now we have seen a series of them.
Well, and there's been criticism of President Erdogan that Turkey is not going after ISIS as much as it could, perhaps because ISIS has been attacking Kurds in that part of the country, and that the PKK, the Kurdish group there in Turkey, is not an ally with the government of President Erdogan. What about that?
Well, it's an interesting point, and it shows how complicated this battle against ISIS is, with some of the differing agendas, and Turkey's a great case in point. They had been fighting for decades against the PKK, the Kurdistan Workers' Party, ethnic minority Kurd nationalists, and after a 2.5-year peace process collapsed this summer, that fighting has flared up in earnest. Lots of the corners in southeast Turkey are in lockdown under curfew. The fighting's intense, and as a member of the anti-ISIS coalition, Turkey's jets have spent quite a bit of time bombing Kurdish targets, either in Iraq or in Syria, as opposed to bombing ISIS. So it's a very complicated situation. And today, again, the president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, said, We view the PKK every bit as much as terrorists as these other Islamist groups, Al-Qaeda and ISIS, and we think the rest of the world should join us in that view.
That's NPR's Peter Kenyon joining us from Istanbul, where there was a suicide bombing today that killed at least 10 people. Peter, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.